Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, Narada and Angira instructing Chitraketu, text numbers 8 through 15. So I'll read out the verses and translation and purports between 8 and 14, and then we can repeat the verse 15.
దేహదేహీ విభాగోయం అవివేకృత పుర జాతి వ్యక్తి విభాగోయం యథా వస్తుని కల్పిత.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ జై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: డివిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ జనరలైజేషన్ అండ్ స్పెసిఫికేషన్ సచ్ యాస్ నేషనాలిటీ అండ్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఆర్ ది ఇమాజినేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ పర్సన్స్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్. పర్పోర్ట్: Actually, there are two energies, material and spiritual. Both of them are ever existing because they are emanations from the eternal truth, the Supreme Lord. Because the individual soul, the living entity, the individual living entity has desired to act in forgetfulness of his original identity, since time immemorial, he is accepting different positions in material bodies and being designated according to many divisions of nationality, community, society, species, and so on. Text number 9.
Sri Shuka Vacha Evam Asvashito Raja Chitraketu Dvijokti Bhiri Vimrujya Panina Vaktram Adi Mlanam Abhashata.
Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus enlightened by the instructions of Narada and Angira, King Chitraketu became hopeful with knowledge. Wiping his shriveled face with his hand, the king began to speak.
Shri Raja Uvacha Kavyuvam Jnana Sampannau Mahishtau Cha Mahiyasham Avadutena Veshena Gunaviha Samagatau.
The king Chitraketu said, "You have both come here dressed like avadutas, liberated persons, just to cover our identities, cover your identities. But I see that of all men, you are the most elevated in awareness. You know everything as it is. Therefore, you are the greatest of all great personalities." Text number 11.
Charanti hyavanau kamam brahmana bhagavat priyaha Madrisham Gramya Buddhinam Bodhayon Mata Lingina.
Translation: Brahmanas were exalted to the position of Vaishnavas, the most dear servants of Krishna, sometimes dressed like madmen, just to benefit materialists like us, who are always attached to sense gratification and just to dissipate our ignorance. These Vaishnavas wander on the surface of the globe according to their desire. Text 12 through 15.
Kumaro Narada Ribur Angira Devalositah Apantaratma Vyaso Markandeyo Taguna Gautama Vashishto Bhagavan Rama Kapilo Badarayani Durvasa Yajnavakyascha Jatu Karmastatarunihi Romashaschyavano Datta Ashuri Sapatanjali Rishir Vedashira Daumyo Muni Panchashikastata. Hiranyanabaha Kaushalya Hiranyanabha Kaushalya Shrutadeva Ritadvajaha Shrutadeva Ritadvajaha Yete Parecha Siddheshas Yete Parecha Siddheshas Charanti Jnana Hetavaha. Hiranyanabhakaushalya Shruta Devarutadvujah Yete Parecha Siddeshas Charanti Jnana Hetavah.
I request two Prabhus and two Matajis to recite these shlokas.
Hiranyanabhakaushalya Shruta Devarutadvujah Charanti Jnana Hetavah. Hiranyanabha Kaushalya Prasad Devarutat Pachaha Ete Pareja Siddeshas Charanti Jnana Hetavah.
Matajis.
Hiranyanabha Kaushalya Shruta Devarutadvaja Ete Parecha Siddesha Charanti Jnana Hetavah.
Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great souls, I have heard that among the great and perfect persons wandering surface of the earth to instruct knowledge to people covered by ignorance are Sanat Kumara, Narada, Ribhu, Angira, Devala, Asita, Apantaratma, Vyasadeva, Markandeya, Gautama, Vashishta, Bhagavan Parashurama, Kapila, Shukadeva, Durvasa, Yajnavakya, Jatukarna, and Aruni. Others are Romasha, Chyavana, Dattatreya, Asuri, Patanjali, the great sage Daumya, who is like the head of the Vedas, the sage Panchashika, Hiranyanabha, Kaushalya, Shrutadeva, and Ritadeva, Ritadvaja. You must certainly be among them. Purport. The word Jnana Hetavaha is very significant because great personalities like those listed in these verses wander on the surface of the globe not to mislead the populace but to distribute real knowledge. Without this knowledge, human life is wasted. Human form of life is meant for realization of one's relationship with Krishna or God. One who lacks this knowledge is categorized among the animals. The Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita 7.15, Namam duskritino muda prapadyante naradamaha Maya pahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashrataha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Ignorance is the bodily concept of life. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridadike sa eva gokaraha. Practically everyone throughout the universe, especially on this planet, Bhuloka, thinks that there is no separate existence of the body and soul and therefore no need of self-realization. But that is not a fact. Therefore, all the Brahmanas listed here, being great devotees, travel all over the world to awaken Krishna consciousness in the hearts of such foolish materialists. The Acharyas mentioned in those verses are described in the Mahabharata. The word Panchashika is also important. One who is liberated from the conceptions of Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya, and who is perfectly aware of the subtle coverings of the soul, is called Panchashika. According to the statements of Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, chapters 218-19, an Acharya named Panchashika took birth in the family of Maharaja Janaka, the ruler of Mithila. The Sankhya philosophers accept Panchashika Acharya as one of them. Real knowledge pertains to the living entity dwelling within the body. Unfortunately, because of ignorance, the living entities identify himself with the body and therefore feels pleasure and pain.
Om Jnana Chimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunnilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namini Nama Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradayini Gaurakata Damodaya Nagaragrama Tarini Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Vancha Kalpatarupesya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vajalam Pangam Langayite Giram Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinadharinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Vapeti Smrite Viparitam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam Hare Krishna.
Today I was asked to speak a little more in detail about the holy names because we are going through the World Holy Name Week. So I was specifically asked to focus today's class on the holy names. So I'll just repeat the translations and then we can discuss further on that. Divisions of generalization and specification such as nationality and individuality are the imaginations of persons who are not advanced in knowledge. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus enlightened by the instructions of Narada and Gira, King Chitraketu became hopeful with knowledge. Wiping his shriveled face with his hand, the king began to speak. King Chitraketu said, you have both come dressed like avadhutas, liberated persons, just to cover your identities. But I see that of all men, you are the most elevated in awareness. You know everything as it is. Therefore, you are the greatest of all personalities. Brahmanas who are exalted to the position of Vaishnavas, the most dear servants of Krishna, sometimes dressed like madmen, just to benefit the materialists like us, who are always attached to sense gratification, and just to dissipate our ignorance, these Vaishnavas wander on the surface of the globe according to their desire. O great souls, I have heard that among the great and perfect persons wandering the surface of the earth to instruct knowledge to people covered by ignorance are Sanat Kumara, Narada, Ribhu, Angira, Devala, Sita, Apantaratma, that is Vyasadeva, Markandeya, Gautama, Vasishta, Bhagavan, Parasurama, Kapila, Shukadeva, Durvasa, Yajnavakya, Jatukarna, and Aruni. Others are Romasha, Shyavana, Dattatreya, Asuri, Patanjali, the great sage Daumya, who is like head of the Vedas, the sage Panchashika, Hiranyanaba, Kaushalya, Shrutadeva, and Ritadvaja. You are most certainly be among them. Hare Krishna. So from these chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, from the story of King Chitraketu, we understand how it is very difficult to get out of the attachment of so many things that we are surrounded by. So Maya is very strong, and we are not forced into this situation, but we have chosen this situation according to our own free will. So all of us have chosen this path to get attached to materialistic way of leading our life. So Chitraketu is a very good example, and he's fortunate enough to be guided by two great devotees. And all of us are very fortunate in that way, that we are all guided by devotees. That's why we are here in the life of Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of great acharyas of the past and the present. So Srila Prabhupada is one such great example we can always refer to. At the age of 69, he went to the West in a cargo ship just for only one reason, that is to fulfill the orders of a spiritual master, which was to spread the messages of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world and give Krishna consciousness to everyone. So because of this initiative, We are all here today chanting the holy names of the Lord, discussing the pastimes of the Lord. So in order to appreciate and glorify the efforts put in by Srila Prabhupada, which is humanly not possible for any ordinary living entity, during the year 1996, on the centenary celebration of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, the devotees of ISKCON decided to celebrate the World Holy Name Day. That was the day in which he landed the port of Boston on during the month of September in 1965. So it has started in a humble way that we started celebrating World Holy Name Day, wherein the holy names are distributed, elaborate kirtans were held all over the world to distribute Harinama to everyone. So that's the starting point. And then it was slowly the Holy Name Day became the World Holy Name Week. So we started expanding the distribution of this mercy, like we have a Gita Marathon, like that this is a World Holy Name Marathon. So where we have to go out, first of all we have to chant ourselves very nicely, engage in Sankirtan activities, and then distribute these holy names to all near dear ones and also to those who are not dear yet, so who can become very dear to us in due course of time. So this is a very important initiative taken by the leaders of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So let's little more go into the details of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which I am not qualified to speak, but to whatever extent I have come across and realized, to little extent I would like to share today with all those present, and then would like to hear from all of you also about the importance of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this holy names of the Lord is mercifully given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful, munificent incarnations, who is none other than Lord Sri Krishna himself, who appeared here 500 years before, to distribute these holy names to everyone without any qualifications or conditions. Anyone can take up to the holy names of the Lord. And this is the most suitable process of satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the present age of Kali Yuga. We have come across in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, the 2nd chapter, elaborate descriptions about the features of this age of Kali. It starts with Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shaucham kshama daya kalena balina rajan nangshatyayur balam smriti. Tatascha anudinam, every day in this Kali Yuga there are certain qualities which are diminishing day by day, day by day. What are they? Tatascha anudinam dharma satyam shaucham kshama daya nangshat ayur balam smriti. These eight qualities gets reducing day by day, day by day. Dharma means religiosity, satyam truthfulness, kshama forgiveness, daya mercifulness, ayur lifetime, balam strength, smriti memory. All these things are reducing. In those days people used to remember everything just by, if we tell to another person about a particular verse, then they immediately goes into the memory. There is no need to repeat by heart and all those things. All these things have come now. In those days it was not like that. The memory was very strong. People were very strong in their health also. Now in the age of 40 I'm like this, with the brace and other things, right? But people are very strong those days. At 80, 90 years they were very strong. But here we are inventing new diseases now. So this is the stage in which we are in Kali Yuga. Even in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very clearly mentioned, Prayena Alpayusha Sabhya Kalavasmin Yugejana Mandaha Sumanda Matayo Mandabhagya Kipadruta. Alpayush, the life is very short. Not only short, it's very miserable, and we are very unfortunate to have taken birth in these circumstances. So is there any upaya for this in this age of Kali? Can we do meditation? Can we do big yajnas in our day-to-day life? No, it's not possible. So how do we overcome this? So towards the mid of the 12th chapter and the 12th canto, Shukadeva Goswami speaks, there is one beautiful quality that is there in this age of Kali Yuga. That is the Sankirtan Yajna. Kaler dosha nide rajan astihi eko mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param vraje. Kaler dosha nidhi. Kali Yuga is full of faults, ocean of faults, dosha nidhi. But there is one good quality in this, through which we can cross over this entire material ocean. That is the Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can overcome all the miserable conditions of this Kali Yuga. So this is also, is not something invented by any individual. So this Harinam Hare Krishna Mahamantra is mentioned in the Upanishad, one of the Upanishads called the Kali Santarna Upanishad, where it is said, Iti Shodashaka Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashnam Nata Paraturopayah Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. So these 16 words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodashaka Nandam, these 16 words, Kali Kalmashanashnam, all the ill effects of Kali could be vanquished by chanting these holy names of the Lord. There is no other need to go for anything else to do. Just by chanting we can overcome the ill effects of Kali. So there are different devotees who have aided all of us in chanting effectively the holy names of the Lord. There are many great devotees who have practiced Krishna consciousness for 30 years, 40 years in our movement, and is still currently in our midst, who shared great realizations about chanting the holy names of the Lord. I have taken few interesting points from a book called Japa, wherein 9 keys were explained by His Grace Burijan Prabhu in that book. I've just started reading that book. I've compiled few points from there, which is basically compilation from Shikshashtakam prayers and Bhaktivinod Thakur's Bhajanaha Rahasya. So what holy names brings to us is very beautifully explained in this book, which I'd like to share with all of you. So it basically starts with the first verse of the Shikshashtakam prayer, which gives 7 effects what we can achieve by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the first verse of Shikshashtakam prayers, we all know, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyabhadu Jeevanam Anandham Mudivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So the first one is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Darpan means mirror, and Marjanam means cleaning, and Cheto means the heart. So we have to clean the mirror, that this mirror is accumulated with so many dust, dirt, material desires and impressions of so many millions of lifetimes what we have come across so far. So all these things are there in front of the mirror. So with all these things in front of the mirror, how can we see ourselves? It is not possible to know who we are. So by taking up the holy names of the Lord, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it acts as a cleansing process, remove these dirt so that we have the visibility of understanding who we are. Just imagine, Murugan Prabhu was mentioning in his book, just imagine that if a mirror is covered with dust for 30 kilometers, 30 kilometers of dust in a big mirror, what can we see in that? Can't see anything at all. We don't know our existence. We can't see our eyes, face, ears, nothing we can see in that. It's not possible, but this can be possible only by the process of cleaning. When we clean the mirror slowly, that is through the process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can overcome this. So this cleansing process can take many number of years, or it can happen just by chanting one time Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eka Krishna Name Kare Sarva Papakshaya. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all the reactions of Kali Yuga, of sinful life. So this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has the potency to clean the heart. Then comes Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. Bhava Maha Dhavagni. When sufficient portion of dirt is removed from the heart, so this material life, the forest fire of material life is extinguished. Nirvapanam, extinguished completely. Bhava Maha Dhavagni Nirvapanam. This is the second one. Third one, when the Dhavagni is removed, extinguished, what happens? Shreyakairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So what happens? Our spiritual identity is revealed to us. When the cleaning process, cleansing process is taking place, then we are slowly able to identify who we are. Who we are? We are the eternal servants of Krishna. So then we act according to that. They become servitors of Krishna. That is the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We are praying to the internal energy of the Lord. Oh, hey, Srimati Radharani, internal energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees. So we get an opportunity to identify that we are eternal servants of Krishna. So that lotus flower of bhakti blossoms in our heart. So this is the third effect. Then comes Vidyavadu Jeevanam. Vidyavadu Jeevanam means, Vadu means the counterpart, wife. So how a wife always follows her husband, similarly the knowledge, Vidya, follows the person who is chanting the holy names of the Lord. Automatically knowledge is revealed to such people who are chanting the holy names of the Lord sincerely. So one need not make external endeavors to acquire knowledge. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. Right? Krishna gives that knowledge. Lord Krishna gives the Dadhami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Payantide. Krishna gives the knowledge to us. So by chanting the holy names of the Lord, by the process of cleansing our heart, automatically knowledge comes to us. Then comes Anandhamati Vardhanam, ever increasing over ocean of transcendental bliss comes to us. Once we achieve the cleansing of the heart, then identify we are servants of Krishna and start serving the devotees of the Lord, then we get automatically the bliss. Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. Pratipadam, step by step, gradually. Gradually, we our taste, swadhanam, our taste, pratipadam, every step our taste slowly increase and achieve the purna state, complete bliss we achieve by gradually improving our chanting the holy names of the Lord. So in a desert, this cannot be, water cannot be tasted properly because there is no water available in the desert. We get fooled, we get illusioned upon seeing a mirage. We think that is water. When we go near, there is no water. But similarly, when we don't chant the holy names of the Lord, we cannot taste the nectar. So here, when we chant the holy names of the Lord regularly, the chanting saturates the soul with rich nectar of Krishna's service. So when we serve more and more, automatically the cleansing process takes place, and then we are able to relish the performance of devotional service. There is no pressure on us. Oh, I have to finish my chanting. That pressure will not be there in that stage. Automatically we all will be chanting the holy names of Krishna. Then Sarvatma Snapanam. The holy name bathes the soul, cleansing it of all subtle and gross contamination, and immerses in ecstasy. So this is the first verse of Shikshashtakam prayers. So the starting point is to start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chanting with knowledge, without knowledge, with intention, without intention, anyone chants the holy name of the Lord, even inadvertently, the chanting gives its effects. So we all know the story about Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He was chanting the holy names of the Lord. He's taken the vow to chant 300,000 times a day. So he was allured by a prostitute who was encouraged by one envious person by name Ramachandra Khan. So that prostitute was there in front of the acharya, who was chanting the holy names of the Lord continuously. But upon hearing the chanting for 3 nights continuously, she became purified, and then she lost the interest of alluring Haridas Thakur, and she became his servant. And then she also started chanting the holy names of the Lord with a humble state of feeling. So like that, we have many pastimes which explains us about the glories and importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So I would like to share one small another pastime. One very, very sinful person, he repeatedly visiting a prostitute. Every day he will take some gift or the other to please her. So one day there was a complete flood, rain, thunder. Still he was not able to control his thirst for enjoyment. So he was walking with a beautiful lotus flower in his hand. So he was walking. That time the flood was up to the hip level. Then slowly flood was raising up to his chest, then to his neck. Then he realized that he doesn't know swimming and he's not going to survive at all. Then finally a thought process came to him. Okay, this lotus flower is going to go waste. Let me just say Govindaya Namaha and then offer to Lord Govinda. Then he said Govindaya Namaha, then offered, and then he drowned and he died. Then naturally he was taken to Yamadutas came and took him for all the sinful activities that he has performed. So he went there to Yamaloka, and Yamaraj was there, the accountant there, Chitragupta. He was checking the balance sheet. One side is full of sins, another side is only one time he said Govindaya Namaha and offered flowers, one lotus flower. So he told Yamaraj, this is the status of this most sinful person we have come across. So what do we do with him? So Yamaraj said, okay, we'll give a choice to this sinner. So what is the choice? You have few moments to be in the heavenly planets to enjoy, or many millions of lives, many millions of years of suffering in hellish planets. Which one you want to take first? Then this sinner, he was thinking, what do we do? Then he said, okay, let me go to... Then he wanted to ask one thing. What is that I have done? You said that I am a great sinner, the most sinner in the whole world. What is that I have done to qualify to be in heavenly planet for enjoyment for a few moments? What is that I have done? Then Yamaraj said, no, one time he chanted Govindaya Namah and offered the lotus flower, not with intention, just like that you offered because of that. Then the sinner, he wanted to be a little smart. Then he said, okay, I'll choose the heaven first. Anyways, for suffering, I have to go through all the sufferings for millions of years. So let me just enjoy few more moments in heavenly planets. So he went there. As soon as he went there, he was received. He was given a warm welcome. Then immediately said, where is your garden? I want to go to your garden. Give me the big scissors. I don't know what's the name they call. Big scissors in the garden they use. Then he went. The entire flower garden was there. Krishna Ayanama, Govinda Ayanama, Madhava Ayanama, Mukunda Ayanama. Like that he was chanting and cutting all the flowers there, chanting the holy names of the Lord. In few moments he did hundreds of flowers offering and hundreds of names chanting. So by the process of these chanting the holy names of the Lord, all his previous sinful activities are removed and then he was delivered. So that is the power of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So whether knowingly or unknowingly, we all know the story of Ajaman, who inadvertently called his son's name Narayan. But still, the holy name has the potency. Srila Prabhupada mentions, if you touch the fire knowingly, unknowingly, you will be burnt. Similarly, if anyone hears or chants the holy names of the Lord knowingly, unknowingly, it gives its effect. There is no doubt about it. But having heard all these things, and then we are all chanting for so many years, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, every day in the morning we are getting up, so sincerely we are attending Mangala Arati, then chanting our japa, so many endeavors we are making to advance in devotional service. So why we are not able to get all the effects that we were discussing now about Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyabadu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipad, all these things, where are those things? Why we are not able to get those kind of tastes? We are still mechanically chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Okay, 16 rounds over, okay, next. We are waiting for an opportunity when we are going to finish the 16 rounds. I'm talking about myself mainly here. So that is the mind frame we are in. So why we don't get that kind of a mood? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains four causes for lack of taste in his Bhajan Rahasya, which will go in very briefly, as we may not find more time to discuss this at length. So the first reason is the superficial understanding of the truth. We don't go into the depths of our revealed scriptures. That is called as Tattva Vibhrama. So we don't go into the deep depth of that. So we, on the surface level, we are all, many of us are doing our devotional service. We have to dive deep and then understand the intricacies of the effects of devotional service. Then, because of that, what happens? This is mainly due to the fact because of avidya, lack of knowledge. Because of lack of knowledge. We do not know who we are. And we do not know who Krishna is. All the time we think that we are the masters. Then when we think we are the masters, then we think we are the controllers also. Then how can we be peaceful? As Krishna says, peace can be attained only by Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhurdam Sarva Bhutanam Nyatva Mam Shantim Ruchati. We have to understand that Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the beneficiary. He is a friend of all conditioned souls, all the living entities. When we forget that, then we cannot be peaceful. So we do not know who we are, we do not know who Krishna is, and we do not know what is our relationship and what should be the process. So in the absence of all these things, how can we get a taste for chanting? Okay? So since we have been in Krishna consciousness for quite some time now, so we can say, okay, I know who I am. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I know who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know the relationship that we are the servants of Krishna. I have to do the service to Krishna. Then, what is the next reason why we are not able to relish the taste? The next reason is thirst for temporary things. Asat Trishna. Thirst for temporary things. Where we always keep on dwelling to accumulate things which are temporary in nature. We have petty desires for sense gratification, material comforts. And then we have some aim for attaining some heavenly pleasures. Then some people have their aim for attaining some mystic powers, some magic they want to do. And then finally, the most important one, we want to get out of our suffering. Because of that, we want to go back home, back to Godhead. The objective of going back home, back to Godhead should be to please Krishna. As we have read in Nectar of Devotion, Anya Vilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Maha. Krishna Anushilanam. Anukulyena Krishna. Should be favorable to Krishna, should be pleasing to Krishna. That should be our goal of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Ultimate goal of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Here, if our objective is only to get rid of the sufferings, then that doesn't give us the taste. Though that gives the effect of chanting, but not the ultimate effect of attaining prema bhakti. So that taste is missing. Then comes the hridaya daurbalyam, weakness of heart. So weakness of heart is again in two types, categorized into two types. One is attachments to objects unrelated to Krishna. So Rupa Goswami again says, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjana. We have to accept everything that is favorable for Krishna consciousness and reject everything that is not favorable for Krishna consciousness. So many a time we get attached to objects unrelated to Krishna. We get attached to people who are not in devotional service because of so many different reasons. And then the second aspect of Hridaya Dhaurbalyam is we have, some of us have the nature of being envious, being fault-finding, deceitful, and finally, as we advance in bhakti, what comes to us? Fame comes to us. So we get attached to this fame. Wow, everybody is saying that I am a wonderful devotee. Then that fame sits on our pride, sits on our head, and then rules us. So because of these things, we slowly go down. Initially, we have so much of enthusiasm for rendering devotional service, for chanting the holy names of the Lord. But as we go forward, sometimes we see that enthusiasm is slowly diminishing because of these reasons. And then finally comes the most famous effect, cause, inattention, okay, what else? Offenses, aparad. So because of aparad, we are not able to chant. Many a time we have the tendency to say, oh, because of aparad, I am not able to chant. There are many other reasons why we are not able to chant other than aparad also, which we have briefly seen in the previous few points. So aparad is, we all know the 10 offenses against the holy names of the Lord, which includes inattentive chanting also. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful verse in Adi Lila. Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochana, Krishna nama hoite pabe krishnera charana. Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochana, Krishna nama hoite pabe krishnera charana. So, chanting the holy names of the Lord, this is from Adi Lila 7.73. There are two effects that comes, that one can attain by chanting the holy names of the Lord. The first one is One is delivered from samsara by chanting the wholesome names of Lord. This is available to everybody. Jnanis, yogis, bhaktas, everybody is available. Then the second one is Krishna nama hoite pabe krishnera charana. One can attain the lotus feet of Krishna, which is the real goal of the devotees. Devotees are not hankering for getting out of this material world. No. Devotees are hankering for serving the lotus feet of Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. That is the mood of devotees. So if one is free from all desires, then he is automatically liberated. But if one practices bhakti and not attains prema, what happens? He will take another birth. So one's aim should be to please Krishna and then come back to Godhead, or whatever Krishna wills that needs to happen to us, we will always be abiding by the desires of Krishna. So we are all very fortunate to be in the midst of devotees, but we are not able to relish the effects of the holy names of the Lord because sometimes we are little complacent. And then in the association of devotees, we should try and improve our chanting and try to do as much devotional service as possible. So with this I'll conclude today's session. Before that I just wanted to read the translations to one beautiful song of Bhaktivinod Thakur about the holy name from Geetavali. The starting line of the song goes like this: Gai Gora Madhushware. So Lord Gaurasundara sings in a very sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari. Do not forget this chanting, whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one. Just fill your lips with Harinama. You are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you have obtained full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the lotus, you have not served the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. Take this advice of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Just once relish the nectar of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Sankirtan Mahayatna ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or any comments, anyone would like to share their realization, you're most welcome to do that. We have few minutes time left. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much.